This episode of the Daily Brief podcast is brought to you by Laundry. Are you tired of the same old spots? Laundry is always fresh.
Hey there, I'm LaFern Cusack, senior producer here at Promax BDA, and this is the Daily Brief podcast. Instead of embracing change, some choose to fight it, to fear it, and then forget about it. They choose to ignore reality and therefore end up in pain, wondering how they got to that point. The entertainment marketing industry is constantly changing. New technology, new corporate structures, new marketing strategies, new, who knew this would happen? In this podcast taken from the conference and powered by Promax BDA Thrive, which is a professional development program that accelerates the development of our leaders emerging from the industry's creative workforce, brings us back to the 3P approach, a diagnostic tool: people, process, and predictions. In this heartfelt presentation, the Thrivers, Deaton Bell from Turner Sports, NBA Digital, Joshua Bronstein from Nickelodeon, Jordana Drell, gaming consultant, and Adrian Hilton from BET, aim to educate, empower, and inspire you to see the changing tides of our industry as an opportunity. This powerful three-pronged reality check definitely will get you going. Listen in to Change Chasers, Embracing the Storm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Change Chasers, Embracing the Storm. My name is Joshua Bronstein, and I'd like to start by sharing a personal milestone with you all. This week, I actually celebrate my 20-year anniversary with Viacom. Thank you very much. Who is that guy, and what did he do with my hair? When I reflect back over the 20 years, change has been a part of my entire career. Whether that was industry change with changing formats, technology, software, platforms, and now dealing with what is going to be the new distribution model of the future, or whether that was personal change. I started my career as a writer, producer, director of on-air promos. Then I moved into working on red carpet events. Then I shifted to developing sponsorship franchises. Now I'm doing movie advertising, video game advertising, and business-to-business communications. And I even had 4 new bosses over a 5-year period. So that was a lot of change to deal with. But one thing I can say is, when I looked at all that change, I boiled it down to 3 major areas that helped me navigate all that change. And that was people, process, and predictions. Now, when I talk about people, I'm talking about relationships. Relationships are critical. People are your greatest assets. Relationships with your team, relationships across other lines of business, relationships with your vendors, relationships across the industry. Those relationships are critical navigating change. Now, when I mention process, the second P, I'm talking about creative approach. Always challenging that creative approach and changing it up and finding inspiration in everything you do and everywhere you look. The world is really your palette. And when I talk about predictions, I'm talking about gathering as much information as possible and taking creative risks and positioning yourself and your team for success. Now that's people, process, and predictions. It's a formula and a framework that can simplify all that change and that fear that you feel and put it into play. And I'd like to bring up, to talk about the first P, people, and dive deeper, my friend and colleague, Adrian Hilton.
All right, this is really interesting because I have a mic in my hand and that very rarely happens. So people, process, predictions. It's kind of interesting because this has not gone like it did in my practice, in my mind. It's dark as crap in the audience, but I'm gonna need you to play along with me. So I grew up in the South, and I went to a lot of churches, and I looked up to preachers on stage. As I was growing up in the 80s, I was into hip hop and I loved MCs. So I know it's early and I can't see you, but I'm gonna need your help. So if you are a part of and you relate to Gen X, can you please stand up and remain standing? Please, help me out. Come on. I know some of you standing on the back row. All right. Keep going. I think you're standing. I think you are. Now, remain standing. Please stand up and remain standing if you think you're part of, you relate to Gen Y. Any Gen Y in the house? Okay. All right. I see one head pop up. I see two. Now, please stand up if you're a millennial. Any millennials in the house? Remain standing. Remain standing. Don't sit down, please. Okay. Any baby boomers in the house? Any baby boomers? Stand up. All right. Remain standing. Now, look around you. What we see are a variety of different people. And as Josh alluded to, I'm going to talk about people, but people are such a big part of this conversation. I just want to focus on one area, and that's generational diversity. So thank you for standing. Please have a seat. Generational diversity. It's kind of interesting this day and time. We hear a lot about millennials. How do we deal with millennials? And I think that's a bit of a little bit of malarkey. I just use malarkey. Weird. I think that's a bit of malarkey because I think with every generation, there's an attribute attributed to them. So baby boomers, old. Gen Xers, slackers. Millennials, what's a good word for millennials? Entitled. None of this is true. None of this is true. I work in an organization that, believe it or not, we have someone represented from every age group. And I think that's very, very interesting. I work for BET Networks, and we're a culture company. But it's very interesting that if we listen to each other, if we listen to reports, we look at certain groups, specifically millennials, and I think they're awesome, you start to attribute bad qualities to these people. You start to come to the table thinking that I know it all, or they don't know what they're doing, or what is this thing that you're into this week? So as a Gen Xer, I'm going to give you a little story. As a Gen Xer, growing up, there were big moments in pop culture that were shared by everyone because we only had three networks, and everybody was forced to watch three networks before cable. And there were moments that stood out like Motown 25, when MJ, Michael Jackson, for those who don't know, went on stage and he moonwalked for the first time. It was a major moment that in my elementary school, to my high school, to my parents, my aunts and uncles, and my grandparents, everyone discussed this and talked about how amazing that was for a week. That was crazy. He went on stage and did that. I'm not going to do it. No. So, as a Gen Xer, as a creative, you know, our references, our reference points were movies, TV shows, a moment in a TV show, which is totally, totally different than where we are today. We're very fractured. And not a criticism, but millennials, for instance, they grow up in a world where TV's not everything. I hate to alert everybody of that. Movies are okay. I hate to alert everybody of that. But we're stuck to the phone. So technology drives their motivation. Technology drives their experiences. Technology drives their inspiration. So that's very different from when I was growing up, where mass media drove everything and everybody shared in those moments. So how is this relevant to this 3P process? Well, I think that, and this is from the heart, I think that we all must be open. Now, that's not a news flash. This is not something new. But I think that we all have to remind ourselves to be open to generational diversity, because we can get segmented and think that they don't know it all, they're entitled, they're old, they're slackers, or whatever the Gen X phrase is of the day. And I'm going to illustrate this point with a story. It's a very personal story, and it meant a lot to me 5 years ago. I work as a creative, and I work with many different creatives, young and old. But being new to my environment, being new to TV, I worked with one writer-producer in particular. She was a millennial, hardcore millennial, and that's not a bad thing. I love millennials. I love youth. And I worked with her, and coming from my background of advertising and my old inspirations, like Michael Jackson, I would always come to her when we worked on assignments and talk about, have you seen this? Do you know this movie? Do you remember this scene? That was cool the first time because I was new. It was okay the second time. But the third time I did that, I saw her eyes glaze over, horns start to develop. And I was like, oh boy, what is wrong? What is wrong? She looked at me and she said very honestly, I feel as though every time you come to me, you give me a reference that I don't know. Every time you speak out of your mouth, I feel as though you're giving me a test, a pop quiz. And literally, it changed my world. It changed my perspective because up until that moment, until she said it, I thought she spoke the same language as me. And I had to find out by her being assertive and saying what was on her mind because I was open to hearing what she had to say, that she had it all wrong and I had it all wrong. So I had to quickly backtrack and I said, this is how I communicate. This is the way I was taught. I was taught to talk through references. Well, she was like, I don't know those references. And I had to take a moment to figure out what's a common point that we can connect. And believe it or not, I said, well, what are some of your references? What are some things that you're into? And she told me this and told me that, and my eyes glazed over. Because I had to be open to her influences, go out and research them, and come back to the table with like, oh, I saw this. I don't understand that particular thing. Explain it. And that empowered her. And it empowered me to develop a relationship that we, believe it or not, bonded and came together. And I think the one major thing that bonded us together the most was Kanye West. I love Kanye. He's a god to millennials. I think he's an awesome, crazy genius. And we would bond over his music, what he did on social media, because I didn't know. And it was during the time of the rent. So quick point to reiterate, that was my aha moment that I knew that I had to be open. So I encourage all of you to be open to generational diversity. I've said that like 100 times in the shower. That is the first part of our 3P approach.
Thank you, Adrian.
The Silver Fox.
My name is Dean Baum, the senior coordinating producer at Turner Sports. I'm here to talk about the second P and its process. Enough talk, and we're going to talk about the doing. Adrian said it. It's about openness. You're creative leaders. You've put together your team. You've got a diversity of voices. That's going to lead to a diversity of ideas. Now you get to act on those ideas. Diversity of action. And the key is openness. Open yourself and your teams up to inspiration. The good news is you're in the perfect spot. You're surrounded right now here at Promax by crazy talented people, creative people, doing remarkable work. So open yourself and your team up to them. Let them inspire you. Inspiration can come from anywhere because inspiration is everywhere. So lead your team to it. Open yourself up and challenge your process. In a changing world, you have to embrace that change, go after it, and find new approaches, like Josh says. The key is creating experiences. That should be the goal for every one of us, to create experiences, something worth seeing, something worth sharing. It's the most important thing today. What is going to be shared is going to be talked about. Now, when I was thinking about a story to illustrate how process and inspiration works in the face of change, I went through dozens of campaigns that I've worked on through my career, and I decided to tell you the story of a quilt. I did not make this quilt, but the artist who did has always been an inspiration to me. And the name of the quilt, appropriate for this session, is Life is Change. This is what it looks like. It's colorful. It has hands reaching up to the sky. The hands evolve into butterflies. The butterflies themselves are symbols of change. And the artist is a woman named Linda Bell, AKA my mom. Here she is standing proudly next to Life is Change at a show called Sacred Threads. Now, the great thing about Sacred Threads is it's a national quilting show, and it curates these great works of art, and they are works of art. These aren't bedspreads. These are wall hangings. These are tapestries. But they don't just focus on the artistic side of it. They focus on the story. So here's the story of this. You can see my mom's pride standing there next to Life Has Changed. But what you don't see in this still photograph are the tremors. In 2008, about 5 years before she made this quilt and before this picture was taken, she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Now think how difficult quilting is. Think about cutting out all of those butterflies by hand. Now imagine that hand keeps trembling. Now she could have looked at this change in her condition as an obstacle. Instead, she looked at it as an opportunity. An opportunity to create something, a new experience. Her experience, not running from the change, but embracing it, her experience then became our experience. The other thing she did was she immersed herself in the process. That's important when you're doing something different, when you're changing your approach, when you're challenging your process. Immerse yourself in that process. She had cut out about half of those butterflies there, and she called us, and then she asked the question that I think all of us in this room have asked ourselves, we're in the middle of something. What the hell was I thinking? But she kept going. She persevered. She cut and beaded and sewed and cut and beaded and sewed and kept and beaded and kept sewing until finally she had a quilt. Or at least she thought she did. And then she asked herself one of the most important questions. Is it done? Her plan was to sleep on it, take a look at it with fresh eyes in the morning, but instead she woke up in the middle of the night and she cut one more butterfly. You can see it up there in the corner. This one's different from the others. Multicolored, multi-hued. She put it on a different trajectory, a different flight path. That's a change chaser up there, going in a different direction. She took a step back, she looked at it again, and she said, now it's finished. Life is change. I know firsthand how true this is, because a few weeks ago, as I was working on this very presentation that I'm sharing with you now, I received an urgent call. Get on a plane, come to North Carolina. Your mom's going into emergency surgery. 2 weeks later, my mom passed away. She spent her final days in hospital and hospice rooms, and this is the print of Life Has Changed that we hung on those walls. It boosted our spirits in those difficult times. It boosted her spirits. It inspired her, it inspired us. And it still inspires us. And I hope that it inspires you. I hope that you look at it and it makes you challenge your process. I hope it gives you something to think about, and more importantly, I hope it gives you something to feel. I hope it makes you ask questions. As creative leaders, so often people turn to us for the answers, and they should. But we also have to have the questions. And the right questions. What are we doing? What is our path? Where are we going? And is it done yet? When you do that, when you chase change, when you create experiences, you will be a strong, creative leader, and you'll make your mom proud too.
Pass the mic.
Now here's Georgiana Drell with our third P.
Okay, so I have to follow that. So how many of you think you need a crystal ball to predict the future of our industry? I can't see some of you, but I know some of you are thinking it. Well, I'm here to tell you that you do not. How many of you had one of these? Exactly. So let me tell you a story about early in my career at Sesame Workshop. The vice president of business development came to me and said, hey, guess what? I just made a deal to distribute videos on one of these. And I thought, no one is gonna hand that brand new phone to their preschooler to watch videos. And I thought that was the most stupid idea I had ever heard. Well, now we know that this is the new normal. And perhaps I was the stupid one. So what I took away from this experience were three things. One, we need to listen. Two, we need to learn. And three, a parent will pay anything for a moment of peace. So let me take you through that for a moment. I started to really listen and be curious about my industry. And I started to spend time asking more questions and listening to the answers and saying to my colleagues, what are you interested in? What are you looking at? What are you exploring right now? And also my vendors, because they certainly were speaking to more people in the industry than I was. What are you working on? What are people asking of you right now? What conferences are you going to? And I started to spend more time learning and really paying attention to the industry at large. So let's fast forward now to the launch of the iPhone and the App Store, and I'm now at Nickelodeon. And I started to take these principles of listen and learn, and I applied them to the iPhone and the App Store, and I even took a bunch of preschoolers into a lab to see how they were using the iPhone. And I went back to Nickelodeon, and I said, I think we really need to be leaders in this space and make a game for preschoolers. And I definitely heard no one is going to hand that brand new phone to their preschooler. And I took the principles back again and I said, here's what I've done. I listened, I learned, and please don't forget the moment of peace. And I was given a budget to create a game and open up a new line of business. Now, let's get back to prediction for a moment. I know you're all saying, there's so much I have to do every day, and there's so much coming at me all the time. How am I supposed to do this? And I would just say, carve out a moment in your day, every single day, to spend time listening and learning. Take one source that you love and really spend time with it, but don't just read it, think about it. Why are two companies merging? Why is that patent being filed? What is my competitor's release schedule and how does that affect me? And if you carve out a moment for yourself every day, you won't need the crystal ball, you will be the crystal ball. And with that, to wrap it up, I'm gonna hand it back to Josh.
Yep.
Yay.
Oh, you have one.
I just want you all to remember the 3P approach: people, process, and predictions. And just remember, change has been around forever, and it's helped reinvigorate and reinvent our industry for generations. It's nothing new. And I challenge you all to embrace change, but not only embrace it, get excited about it, because it equals opportunity. And congratulations, you're all change chasers.
We'd like to thank Laundry for sponsoring this episode of the Daily Brief Podcast. The team at Laundry are artists, wildcards, misfits, and experts of the unexpected. Laundry's design, animation, and production is always fresh. Check them out at www.laundromat.tv. Paige Albiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief Podcast and senior producer at Promax BDA. Video Helper provided the music. Digital producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and social media coordinator Christian Craik contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A, follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack, follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. Subscribe to the Daily Brief Podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.